There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey. Alongside of me is Steve Mahler. We're financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis, and we're here on the Retirement Highway to talk about a few things today, focusing on retirement tools and retirement strategies. And what we want to do today is really help you understand the difference between tools and strategies. They're distinctly different. And so let's just kind of jump right into what are retirement tools. Those are the generally products, right, that everybody is talking about. And, you know, they may be stocks, maybe bonds, money markets, bank CDs, fixed annuities, variable annuities, options, commodities, so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, any of the things in what we call the toolbox that can be used to help implement the strategies that are designed, and I think this is the key, that are designed to meet your purpose. What is the purpose? What are we trying to achieve? What are the goals and objectives that you're trying to achieve, so that you can then create the strategies and then determine what tools in the toolbox you want to use.
So strategies then being different than tools, strategies could be growth, just investing for the purposes of growth. A strategy could be investing for the purposes of income or cash flow. Strategies could be reducing volatility in the portfolio. Strategies could be short-term investing versus long-term investing. A lot of different strategies on how to get there. And I was watching the Masters and the greatest golf tournament that exists, and was just kind of watching the golf and realized, you know, every golfer has a golf bag, right? And in that golf bag are a whole bunch of different irons, a number of different woods, a putter. If you're not familiar with golf, there's all the different golf clubs, and you don't use the same club every time. You tee off usually with a driver, but you don't always use that either because the hole might be shorter. You usually take a sand wedge out of the sand trap.
Usually.
And you usually use your putter on the green.
As a general rule, okay? That's true.
So the clubs are the tools in the golf bag. The strategy is which tool do you use when, and how do you approach that shot as you're looking down the golf course to take your your next swing.
Sure. You trying to hit your next shot all the way to the green, land it on the green, and maybe backspin it? Or are you trying to maybe land it short, let it bounce and roll up? If you're in a trap, are you trying to get your next shot all the way from where you are to the green? You're sort of managing the golf course, if you will, and you have different strategies depending on weather conditions. How hot is it? Is it rainy? Is it windy? And what are the strategies that you and your caddy, which we would kind of think of the caddy as like the financial advisor, somebody that is kind of with you there to help you design these strategies to work your way around, if you're a golfer, to work your way around the golf course, or if you're about to retire, to work your way through retirement.
So have you ever noticed, if you watch golf on TV and you look at these major tournaments with professional golfers, I mean, these are guys that can play the game at a level nobody else can. And every single one of them has a caddy and an advisor that walks alongside of them through the course, gives them input, gives them direction, has notes on how they played it before. How many of you have a caddy to your financial program? In other words, an advisor. Are you trying to do it alone? Even the professional golfers don't do it alone. They have a caddy there to help them. So are you making financial decisions on your retirement? Are you thinking only about the tools? Do you have a good strategy? Another correlation is for those of you in the corporate world. Many times you're in meetings and you're talking about strategies or you're talking about tactics. And you may have great tactics, but lack a good strategy. You might have a great strategy, but lack good tactics. So if you're thinking about retirement, if you're close, if you're already retired, the question is, what's your strategy? How are you picking tools to fill that strategy to get you from where you are to where you want to go next?
And I would probably even just back up just a little bit from that even and say that it's really important for you to understand and identify what your purpose is. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Are we trying to get us to a certain point that then we can retire, or have you made the decision that you're going to retire and now we've got to find out what you want to achieve once you're in retirement? Are we trying to generate a portfolio that is more geared toward growth because you have your income needs taken care of, or do you need income? And so now you've got to design and develop the strategies that will allow you to select the correct tools that will get you to what your end objective is.
And you said the key word there, purpose. You need to understand what your purpose is as you get into retirement. And number one, you have to look at, we talk about this all the time, what you're going to spend. You need to understand your spending budget, what you're trying to do in retirement, what that dream is that you're trying to fulfill. And then look at your fixed incomes. We talk about that all the time also. You know, Social Security, pension, how much are you short on a monthly basis? And that's becomes the purpose. The purpose of the investment plan is to support that income cash flow. And so now you have to have a strategy on how you're going to do that. And once you create the strategy, then you can pick the tools to go along with that. And unfortunately, most of you and most financial advisors focus on the tools first.
Yeah, that's usually where most financial advisors start right away. They want to look at the tools and talk about the different tools in the toolbox that they want to use for you, yet they really haven't even discussed with you what your purpose is and what the strategies are. They just want to jump right to the tools, and that's usually a backwards approach, I would think.
So kind of like thinking of retirement planning like having a GPS, a GPS in your car, maybe it's on your phone. Imagine this, you're out in your car, you're out driving around, you're out on the highway enjoying this beautiful country, but you don't have a GPS. You don't have any idea where the next gas station is. You have no idea where the next exit's going to be for food. And you're out in the middle of nowhere and your check engine light comes on. again, you have no idea where you really are, where you can get your car serviced. You're just out there in kind of whatever happens, happens land. And you probably don't want your retirement to look like that. You probably want your retirement to have a GPS that can tell you where the next exit is, where you can fill up with the best price gas, what restaurants are around, and who to trust to maintain your engine and your car as you travel on your trip. If you'd like to be able to know all of those things about your financial program, give us a call right now. The number 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so happy to have you here on Your Retirement Highway. Today, we're talking about various tools that a lot of you are using for your investments and your retirement planning. We're kind of comparing that to strategies as well, because we need to understand tools and strategies are two distinctly different things. And so we spent some time in the first segment kind of relating that the tools being stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, annuities of various kinds, all the different tools. And we're relating that a little bit to the golf clubs that we find in a golf bag that a golfer is going to use, and then kind of comparing that to the strategies that the golfer may be using as the golfer goes through the golf course, and also the fact that even the professional golfers have a caddy or a golfing advisor suggesting that even if we're doing it ourselves in the financial area, having a good financial advisor is a sound advice also.
Yeah, that's paramount. And I think we were remiss that we didn't give out the numbers more than just once. So I wanted to make sure you had our phone number so you can reach out to us. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. That number again is 314-328-4400. And as always, we encourage you to go out to our website, which is yourretirementhighway.com. You can communicate with us there.
So again, talking about the tools, another way to relate and understand, because each one of these financial tools have different purposes. Stocks generally are for growth, right? And bonds are generally for income. Mutual funds can be growth or income, and generally for some added diversification. Whereas CDs, they're not meant for growth. Right now, they're not necessarily for income either, because they don't pay much interest, but they're meant for protection. So they have a purpose. And then annuities have different purposes, could be growth, could be income, could be safety, could be tax deferral. They all have their different purpose. Just like, you know, we're looking at doing a house remodel. And as we look at doing a house remodel, we realize there's going to be a lot of different tools that are going to be needed. And we're going to have to start with first a strategy. What are we remodeling? Is it the kitchen? Is it the plumbing? Is it the electrical? Is it cabinetry? Are we tearing down walls? What tools do we need to accomplish that? And everybody that comes in for their part of the remodeling project is going to need a different tool to accomplish that end strategy.
But you're not going to know the tool that you're going to need to use until you have spent a fairly significant amount of time on the front side doing the planning, kind of putting your strategy into place as to, you know, how are you going to maybe do the demolition part of the project first to kind of get ready to do the new stuff. So, I mean, you don't just grab the tools out of the toolbox and start, putting hammers through walls and tearing out electric. And so you've got to really have a plan, have that strategy in place as to how are you going to move from step one to step two to step three, each phase of the project to get you to your end result.
And creating that plan to then create the strategy in a house remodel is I'm going to tell you right now, it's very, very similar to trying to get that done for your retirement plan. Because husbands, wives, you all know what you have in mind when you're thinking of a house remodel. Wives, where's your focus? It's probably, gosh, you know, we got to have this kitchen done just this way. And, oh, I've got all these visions. And guys, we're probably looking at, you know, where's the man cave and what's the garage going to look like? And, you know, I got to have a workshop. You know, we're all looking at different things that we need, just like in retirement. Husbands and wives, you're probably thinking of some different things of what retirement's going to look like. So you have to get on that same page together in creating the vision for your house remodel. You have to get on the same page for that vision to create your retirement dream and your retirement plan as well.
And our process really starts with that. I mean, it is really driven by your vision. I mean, let's face it, this is your retirement. So we don't want to give you some cookie cutter approach to deciding what your retirement is going to look like. We want to know what you want it to look like so that we can help you put the proper strategies in place that can help you develop and design a retirement plan that is designed around your vision. So when it's done, if it's a remodel job, it's going to look just like what you envisioned it to look like.
And that's the retirement roadmap review and how it has similarities to the GPS. The retirement roadmap review is to, first and foremost, find out where you are. You have to have a starting point, just like the GPS. Where are you financially? And secondly, where do you want to go financially? What is that dream? What's your vision? And if your vision isn't matching where you are, we have to use that GPS to create a financial roadmap to get you to where you want to go. Now that's starting to create a plan. We also have to understand what type of a monthly income do you need? How much risk are you really comfortable taking in your portfolio versus how much that you have in your portfolio right now?
I think those are really two key points. And I want to make sure that everybody out there listening understands that what you hear from us week after week is consistency and the understanding that this whole process starts with the income planning part of this. We have to understand how much you want to spend in retirement and what your income sources are. Once we know that and we can begin to look at the tools to be able to develop your investment plan, then we can really take into account sort of the risks that you have in your current portfolio. And is that in line with what your vision is? Is that in line with how you really feel about risk? And at this stage of your life, how much risk are you really willing to have?
So if you're a remodel designer, was just going to come in and suggest that you build out this massive, gorgeous, beautiful kitchen with a huge cooktop and everything that goes along with that, but you only cook once a week. Does that make sense? Or that they come up and they really don't focus on much in the kitchen and they kind of come out and give you an idea that, gosh, you know, these are some really cool cabinets and this is really nice. I want to sell you some things. But then in the end, you're a master chef and you're expecting something completely different. You can't start with the tools. You have to start with the strategy, the vision, and what you're trying to accomplish. So think like retirement planning like that GPS. Again, you're out traveling in your car, you're driving around, or you're just trying to do a house remodel, but you don't have any idea of what you want to do. If you're out on the road, you're looking for that next gas station, you're looking for that next exit, and gosh, you know, nobody likes to be driving their car, and especially if you're on vacation and the check engine light comes on. That is just the most sinking feeling because you don't know what's wrong and you don't know where to go. That's the worst time to find out that you need to fix your car, just like if we have a market drop. We have a market crash, and suddenly you're trying to look at your check portfolio light comes on, right? And it's the worst time to have that check portfolio light come on is when you have a market drop. So you want to come in and you want to start to take a look at how we can create a roadmap for you to get to where you want to go. And to do that, just give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. And get your personal retirement roadmap review to help you cruise through retirement.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back, everyone. In case you just joined us, we've been talking today on Your Retirement Highway about the difference between financial tools and financial strategies and trying to help you relate the difference. Really focusing, number one, on what your vision is for your retirement. Your vision is then going to allow someone to help create a strategy for you. That strategy is kind of a plan for income to support your income plan. Maybe the plan involves some tax reduction strategies. Maybe it's healthcare planning along with the investment planning. And once you start to get all of those set, you can start to look at the different tools. Tools are used to support your strategy and your plan, and most people are starting with the tools first. So what we want you to do is to focus on your vision and creating that strategy.
So as we talked about earlier, it's kind of like comparing your retirement plan to having a GPS or not having a GPS. You're driving around and your check engine light comes on and you don't know where the next exit is. You don't know where to get gas. You don't know where to address the issues you're having with your car. If you have the GPS, you would be able to know where the next exit is and where to get off and get your problems addressed. So the retirement plan's similar to that. So the retirement plan is your GPS for retirement. And what we want you to do is give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. And come in and get your retirement roadmap review.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.